It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy needs some help, and as we always do when that happens, we ask you to help us help her. 833-287-1037.
For the first time since I've known Tammy, she is not looking forward to her annual neighborhood Halloween party.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. The problem I'm having is coming up with an idea for the costume.
I don't think you're describing your problem accurately, if I can be so presumptuous. I believe there are plenty of ideas for your costume based on the theme. I think what you don't like is the theme itself.
Right. I'm having a hard time trying to come up with something for me that I would enjoy doing for this. So the theme of the party is Arkham Asylum. If you're a DC Comics nerd, you know exactly what it is. I didn't know what the heck that was. It had to be explained to me.
Arkham Asylum is the insane asylum in the DC universe where all the villains, they all did some time there. Harley Quinn, the Joker, et cetera, et cetera. It's a legendary piece of pop culture in the comic / DC movie world. I mean, sure. You know what, it's video game world as well.
Right.
Many of you don't need to be explained what Arkham is.
Right.
And if you do know what it is, like a lot of us do, you know there's a ton of ideas for you as far as costumes.
Now, John, you also know that I like to kind of think outside the box a little bit. I don't like to go in an obvious costume. And most women are going to come as Harley Quinn. For instance, when the theme one year was Under the Sea, my husband and I did a SpongeBob theme, and I called myself Krabby Patty. Now, Krabby Patty's a sandwich, but I made myself the fast food worker named Patty, who was Krabby, right? And so okay. I like to do things a little different.
Understood.
Where do I go in this? I'm finding it very difficult to not do the obvious costume.
But here's what you don't know, is that producer Jessica and I have had to hear about this now for a better part of a month, and I've given you no less than a dozen possible ideas.
Yes, you said, go as Poison Ivy. Ugh, that's so obvious.
Maybe then dress yourself up as a plant and call yourself Poison Ivy.
I did think
of that.
Now,
that's outside the box.
I did. I thought about that. Actually, I said to my husband, I'm like, how about we wrap you up in some leaves and I'll make myself look like I'm blistered everywhere, like I got Poison Ivy. I thought that would be funny.
How about this? Remember when Michelle Pfeiffer played Catwoman? Mm-hmm. When Christopher Walken throws her out of a skyscraper and she lives because the cats nurse her back to life. You should be, before she transforms to Catwoman, Selina Kyle, coming back to see Christopher Walken. Heck, half your head's bashed in, you're still in your business suit. That's outside the box,
right?
Or outside the skyscraper in this case. There's two good ideas right there. Plant or bashed in head woman.
Okay, a bashed in head woman. Okay.
I kind of like that. Then you could have like cats hanging from
right?
you, like they're licking you.
There's
that's
a lot
actually
of ideas.
Really funny.
There's a
okay,
lot of ideas,
ideas,
and you're poo-pooing all of them.
No, well, now I'm only 4 days away, so I got to figure this out. I'm not here to whine. I'm just looking for creativity. And you guys, now you gave me something different to think about.
Maybe you got something better for poor Tammy. 833-287-1037. Let's help a sister out here, okay? Within the Arkham Asylum universe. This is kind of limited now. What can Tammy do for Halloween? Her party is 4 days away, and she loves these parties. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Mandy and Ramona, you got anything for Tammy? She's just in such a tizzy right now over what she's going to wear to her Arkham Asylum themed Halloween bash this weekend. What you got for her?
Well, the new show Penguin, I don't know if you guys have seen it, there's Sophia Falcone. She's really savvy, and she's kind of like, she's been crazy, and she was locked up in Arkham, but she's kind of borderline crazy, but kind of savvy, and so she's pretty cool. You could be a lot with that.
Not much of a stretch, actually, Tim. I have heard great things about Penguin on HBO. Is it really that good?
Yeah, and that, yes, it is. And Colin Farrell,
yes,
he plays the Penguin. He has to do a lot of aesthetics.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so unrecognizable.
Absolutely. They even did his downtown parts, which I don't understand that, and I haven't seen why that needs to be done, but they did that too.
Well, what kind of work must it be to make a guy that's as handsome as Colin Farrell look as hideous as he does in that
and
TV show?
Not only that, just there is nothing, when you look at him, there is no way to find Colin Farrell anywhere
in
there.
When I saw him make his original appearance in the Batman movie with Pattinson, I was like, wait a second, that is not him. All right, thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks, Mandy. Yeah. Matt in Mission Valley, what you got for me, honey?
It's a very important role in the whole arc, and it's also a supporting role. It's like the disordered orderly or security guard and that stuff. It's dark, it's Gotham, it's awesome, and I think it's you. I think it's what you got to do.
We got a DC fan here.
I love that. I love how into this you are too.
Yeah, it's I think it's great. I think it has a lot of opportunities for you to put your personality around it, and I want to see some pictures. It's cool.
I will definitely post photos next week afterwards, because people do. They really go all out at this party and work really hard to really have fun with their costumes, so I'm excited.
And you have so many resources in which to research. You've got all the movies. You've got all the spinoffs. You've got Gotham, the TV show. You've got, as we just mentioned, The Penguin on yeah. HBO Max yeah, yeah. right now. All the Suicide yeah. Squad movies. Yeah. You got so much. The comic right. books.
Well, I'll make it work. I appreciate everybody who's helped out, though. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one.
You can be taking John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach at 8:05. Hope you signed up at KSON.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.